Welcome back to the Radio Academy podcast. I'm your host, Georgie Jameson, and we have another in our summer shorts series where we revisit some best bits, highlights, and previously unheard footage in bite-sized podcasts for your summer listening. This week, we have some previously unheard audio from the Crossed Wires Podcast Festival in Sheffield. In this first section, we start with a flavour of the festival. Next, we get some reactions from delegates at our Radio Academy Speed Networking event. Then I chat with Ellie Clifford, who was one of our 30 under 30 class of 2024, about her start in the industry.
Welcome to Crossed Wires.
Right here in Sheffield!
Please help me in welcoming to the stage.
Help, I sent you my car!
What?
Who's ready to explore the universe with me?
Did you enjoy that?
Yeah, I did. It might be one of the best moments of my life.
So I'm Lou Ebrey. I am fairly new in doing freelance business and wanted to really understand what it is that I could get out of doing a podcast or other form of audio to reach different people.
So what's the standout moment from today? What are you taking away from today's event?
So I think I've got a couple of different ideas, but one of which is really about what I do is help other people solve their problems, and if I've done it really well, they think that they solved it for themselves. Actually, if I do that live on a podcast, other people will see that I help them solve that problem, and so it's about that connecting to the reputation of people. The visibility of what I do might be a way to do that.
I mean, how important are events like this for people who are trying to get into industry or even like early career professionals?
Yeah, I mean, I think for me, I come to events like this having no idea what I'm getting out of them. I have a sort of, are you going to meet some interesting people? Are you going to learn something from it? Don't go in with a fixed mindset. And it's often something that you meet somebody and you have no idea when you've met them that why they're going to be useful. But you know there's a click, and it might be 2 years down the line that person becomes relevant and interesting, or you're useful to them, or vice versa. But you just don't know when you come in with the open mind, and who knows?
It is about building those networks up, isn't it?
Yeah.
About building the relationships with people.
Yeah, it's. I came with my friend Sean, who's doing a horror podcast, because he said come. Hadn't even thought about coming to do this, but it's that open mind. Who knows? And I've got two or three really good business ideas out of doing it, and who knows where they'll take me.
A really good experience. Got to meet a lot of people from different aspects of industry, which is really, and pick people's brains on things that you're not 100% sure about, which is great for someone like me that's trying the best to figure something out. It's great. Loved it and met some really interesting people.
My name is Sean D. Wilson. I came here because I have had a media career in New Zealand, where I'm from, and I was like, I haven't had a media career since I moved to the UK. Let's try to see if there's any leads here, and I just wanted to come to the festival and see all the shows here.
So what have you found from today's event? How has it gone for you?
Yeah, it makes me feel like a little more optimistic that I can at least maybe pick up some freelance gigs here and there. I think because I'm on a youth mobility visa and there's been the construction of media in general around the world, that it hasn't been something I'd be able to get into. Also, I'm based in Edinburgh, which is not a media-focused city. So I fell out of the habit, I think, of like putting yourself out there, which I had at the beginning of my career, and just going around and getting to know people, because I knew people when I'd worked in media for many years. And even I remember one job interview, I was like, oh, I already know that person, for a different company that I went to work for eventually. So it definitely makes a difference knowing people, and if you come to another country, you just don't. So
the value is there for you from these kind of events.
Well, we'll see. I got some emails and some things to follow up on. So if I got just to hang out in an organization or picked up a freelance gig here, I'd be very happy with that. I didn't not go in expecting that necessarily. Yeah.
So I went to a history festival called HistFest, and I got involved in that like completely randomly because I sent a tweet to Dan Snow years before that. And then somebody who I became really friendly with at that festival basically got a commission from Audible to make a podcast. And she was like, I need a producer. Do you want to do it? And so it just shows you how that something that you do can lead down the path to something else. And so I think just taking it, you know, advantage of every opportunity that comes away is an amazing thing to do.
And also you talked about this not being in London as well, about it being in Sheffield. Tell me about bringing a big festival like this, being called the Glastonbury of podcast festivals, but it's not in London. How important is that?
I just think it's amazing. And I think, you know, Dino, who runs Persephonica and is such a central part of this podcast festival, you know, I joked about this morning. If you talk to him for longer than 30 seconds, he'll probably tell you about how much he loves Sheffield. So I think it's a real testament to him and to the whole team about doing something amazing that isn't just in London. Like, he's really passionate about opening the industry, especially to people from a working class background and especially to people from the north. Excuse my southern accent, but I think it's a really great and noble thing to do. And yeah, it's just amazing. You know, I went for a drink with two BBC commissioners, and it was amazing to be like, we're doing this in Sheffield, not in London, right? And like, I think bringing it out and meeting all the people today who are like at university in Sheffield, for example, it's just great to have an opportunity to do this not in London.
Let's head to the BBC Sounds Garden now, where I met Christy and found out about the BBC Sounds photo booth. Then I had a chat with Lizzie and Joe from the Fully Booked podcast, who were hosting the Loose Lips Fringe Stage for local podcasts. And finally, we'll let Festival Creative Director Greg James have the last word.
So, it's just a digital photo booth, so you can get a glimpse of what it's like to be in BBC studio. Basically, you just have your photo taken here and it'll get sent straight to your phone. So then you can use it, you can post it, you can tag us. Yeah, and you can share it, so if you'd like to have a go. Please.
I'd love to have a go.
Okay, so you can strike a pose with the microphone there. Just actually where people have been singing the heart song.
Oh, have they? Oh.
So, one professor, she'll have 5 seconds, so you let me know when you're ready.
Okay, yeah, it's as good as this game.
Gorgeous. 3, 2, 1. So now all you need to do is scan this QR code and. So today I'm just part of the BBC Sounds Garden team, so we're just all floating about making sure everyone's having a great time, making sure all the headphones work.
And
I am a continuity announcer, so I provide voice to the links between programmes.
Oh, tell me a bit about that, because that's something I've always fancied doing. What stations do you work on?
So I do it across the channels, so BBC One, Two and Three.
Oh, fantastic. But you are part of the audio world, because we don't see you, but we get to hear your voice every day. So, oh, do something for me, like say this is 6 o'clock news or something.
Okay, what's your name and then I can introduce you for the news.
My name is Georgie Jameson.
Now BBC One, the 6 o'clock news with Georgie Jameson.
Bucket list ticked. Fabulous.
Loose Lips is a phrase they decided to use for part of the branding for the main Crosswires Festival. But when they were coming up with the name for this stage, they just thought, why don't we just call it Loose Lips? Yeah. And I think when we were talking to Dino the other day, who organises the main event, he was like, I think that might be the best named fringe stage at anything he's ever been to. Yeah. So it's been really good. Yeah, yeah, we're just hosting today on Saturday.
Yeah, and mainly the Loose Lips stage is mostly championing local podcasts. So yeah, people who might not get the chance to have a show at one of the main stages, they can come here, experience what it's like recording a live podcast. And, you know, people are coming in and out all day, and they're being able to learn about these new podcasts that they might never have heard of before. And we feel very lucky to be able to be part of championing such amazing local podcasts.
Yeah, oh, here we go. Oh,
lovely. Oh, well, the next podcast is fine. Thank you so much. And I just want to say what a beautiful space Leah's Yard is.
It's stunning.
What this festival is doing for the city. It's buzzing.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's so great.
The fact that half the people that come to this festival are coming from outside of South Yorkshire as well is just growing the brand of South Yorkshire. It's kind of like, it's always been our hidden gem, isn't it, Sheffield?
Yeah. But I think it needs some well-deserved recognition from outside of Sheffield, because Sheffield people are so proud of being from Sheffield, but the rest of the UK hasn't quite caught on yet. So we needed this like brilliant event where there are some really big names to come and, you know, come to Sheffield and experience it. And I think we've done a really good job at showing it off.
Let me show you the Crucible post show. That was it. It was great. We had a great time. It's so nice to be back. 2 years since the last live show, and the Sheffield crowd were amazing and rowdy and had great questions and brought great stuff for us to talk about. I loved it. It's been an amazing weekend. Love this festival. Love this city. Love my tail enders, boys. It did go well. Cheers.
A big thank you to everyone at the Crossed Wires Podcast Festival and Carver PR for all their help and making me so welcome. Keep an eye on their website, crosswires.live, for more details of the festival in 2026, which will take place from the 2nd to the 5th of July. 30 under 30 applications close on the 1st of September, so don't delay if you want to nominate someone or yourself. Find out more on our website, radioacademy.org, and you can also watch the 30 under 30 webinar to get more information on the scheme and what the judges are looking for. Radio Academy Festival tickets are on sale now, and this year there's an amazing opportunity to book a one-to-one session with some of the most important people in the radio, audio and podcast industry. Go to our website, radioacademy.org, to book your ticket for the 17th of September, and then you can click on one-to-one bookings and check out the amazing people that you can pitch to, get careers advice from, and generally pick the brains of in a personal session. Next week, it's the last of our Summer Shorts series, where we look back at some of the highlights of the 2024 Radio Academy Festival. I'll see you next week.